Blog Talk Radio.
I haven't seen all there is to see, but I've seen quite a bit. I've seen things I'll always remember, some things I wish that I could forget. I haven't quite been around the world, but I've been around a lot. I know that distances are meaningless, like the hands that move around the clock. And I know that love is everywhere, always safe, always true. And exactly where it comes from is where it's going to. Your heart to mine, my heart to yours. Talk about opening windows, talk about opening doors. My heart to yours, your heart to mine. Love is the light that shines from heart to heart. Like diamonds in the heavens, enough to brighten the darkest of night. There's another side to sorrow, as there is to everything. Like the other side of loneliness, it's falling in love again. And then you know that there's an answer to the suffering we see. And though it is still as simple as you and me. And you know the love is everywhere, always safe, always true. And exactly where it comes from is where it's going to. Your heart to mine,
your heart to mine,
my heart to yours. Talk about opening windows,
talk about opening doors.
My heart to yours,
my heart to yours,
your heart to mine.
Love
is a light that shines from heart to heart. Your heart to mine,
your heart to mine,
my heart to yours,
my heart to yours.
Talk about opening windows,
talk about opening doors.
My heart to
yours, my heart.
Welcome, everyone. This is River Spirit Messages Prayer and Healing Circle, and I'm your host, Pat Rivers, and I have Amelia Palumbo with me here, and we want to welcome you to this prayer circle on Sunday nights. We're here most Sunday nights. The only time we're not here is if I'm not feeling well or if I'm having technical difficulty with telephone lines or something, but we want to welcome you all for being here and thank all of you who call and support this prayer group. That's what we're here to do. As far as I'm concerned, love is the most powerful energy ever created, and when you pray for people that you know or don't know, that shows your will, your intention, your heart, your soul, and your mind are all aligned to God's purpose and plan, spirit creator, whatever you want to call it. And so that's a real strong, powerful gift that you're giving other people and giving to yourself. So there's no right or wrong here. I just want to remind everyone, if you want to call in and just have one prayer request and hang up, that's great. You're not obligated to stay on the line. So just do whatever feels right for you. We have people in the chat that will submit their prayer requests to the chat. If you're more comfortable doing that than being on the air, that's fine too. And some people just want to stay on the line and pray. It's every week we have certain people that they're there from the first minute to the last minute. They don't call in, they don't chat, but they're there praying. So I want to thank you all for doing this. It's really very important, and I really think it's helping a lot of people. So how are you, Amelia?
I'm doing well tonight. I'm doing okay. Good. Little about the upcoming week and the safety of a lot of people, but other than that, I'm just keeping everybody in my prayers.
Right. Well, great. Well, we've got a couple of callers, so why don't we go ahead and bring them online, and we'll get this circle going.
Sounds good. I know we have Lisa. We say hello, Lisa.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, all you lovelies. Hello. It's nice to be here.
How are you?
Oh, fine. Thank you so much. These
always
prayers.
Nice to have you join us.
Yeah, glad
thank
you're here.
You. I'm so glad to be part of this group. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you. It's just really important work that we're doing. We're helping each other, and we're helping the world every time we do this. So,
yeah,
giving back to the world. When all of us are praying even for one another, we're raising the vibration, so it's doing nothing but good no matter what we do.
Yes, I believe it.
Okay. All right, I think we have another caller here.
It's Mary Code 701. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Deb.
Hey, Deb, how are you?
I'm good.
Well, good. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. I don't know if you've called in before. I recognize your voice, but as far as the prayer circle, all we do is we'll just kind of go down the line, and everyone has like one prayer they want to put out. And what I like for people to do, if it takes 5 seconds or 10 seconds, when you feel the energy's dissipated and the prayer's over, just say thank you, and we'll go to the next person instead of me cutting the prayer off. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
Once you make your little prayer request, that's how it goes. But I tell you what, let's go ahead and start with Lisa, and we'll get this going.
Thank you. My prayer request is for absolute gratitude of this being held. That's my prayer request, is that it is so pure, such a pure energy, and I pull on it during the week. I remember it and feel it, and I just love it so very much, the energy here that's created and the belief that's created. So I'll just stay quiet and ask for the prayer support to however anyone wants to pray on this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for that.
That's very special. Thank you so much. Okay, Amelia.
And then by my dog. My dog is snoring, by the way. I'm just letting everyone know.
So funny, your dog snores. That just cracks me up. Deb, last week it was so funny. We're in the middle of a prayer, and I was over here. It was a circle. Oh, it was so funny. All right, Amelia.
Another prayer of gratitude for all the people that are in our lives that bring us love and bring us hope, encourage us, and stand by us, even if we have differences of opinion or different ways of looking at things. And I would just say thank you. You know, God is always with each and every one of us. But it also helps to have some humans in our lives that bring that to us. I think we all need that. So if you can offer up that prayer, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. I'd like to please put a prayer out for the inauguration this Friday. Any of you who know me, I'm a warrior spirit, and that means we're the peacemakers, but we're the ones who will stand up and fight if we have to. And there's just so much going on right now that most people aren't aware of. The people on the left, the New World Order, globalists, whatever you want to call it, they're not giving up without a fight. So there's supposed to really be some violence here at this inauguration ceremony. So I want to please pray for protection for everyone there, all the spectators, the law enforcement. We're going to have 1,000 Marines. There's 5,000 National Guardsmen. There's over 10,000 police officers that are going to be there. That's how many security people they're having to bring in. Please pray for Trump, all his family, Mike Pence and his family, and everyone associated with this event, all the patriots and the civilians and everyone who is going to be there. Please, 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 divine intervention, God's love, angels of every kind there to keep peace, because that's what America is. This is not America. What's happening here are not Americans. They don't understand that they're being used by non-Americans to divide our country. And I'll pray for unification, I pray for peace, and I pray for this to be a peaceful transition of power. And for all of what I'm praying for, all the guardian angels, all the warring angels, which I'm a member of, the warring angels, to come and stop anything that could harm property or other people, to stop it in its tracks, to have the light of God come into these people's minds, their heart, their spirit, for God's love to shine into all of these anarchists, and for the humanity of them to be awakened, for their eyes and hearts and minds to be awakened to the truth and to the love of God and the love of fellow man and the love of humanity, that it's not necessary for them to create chaos to get their point across. There's all sorts of ways of having an opinion and expressing it. And I just pray that there are no violent protests, no outbursts, no one is to be harmed. And I pray that all of the warring angels, guardian angels, divine intervention, God, Creator himself, everyone come, shine their light upon these ceremonies. So thank you. Thank you all so much. I sure appreciate that.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, it's if you're reading the reports, I mean, you know, I'm at home all the time. I don't work, so I have leisure time that most people don't have. So I'm always reading and watching and videos and YouTube and articles, and it's just there's a great potential right now for there to be a lot of anarchy during this next week. Different people. George Soros is not an American citizen. He's a Nazi communist, and he has just in the last week he's given Black Lives Matters and a bunch of other groups like that he created, like MoveOn.org, the Open Society, all these anarchy groups. He's given them over $100 million. 20 different corporations, Kellogg's, Ford, all these different companies are given $1, $5, $10 million to Black Lives Matters and these groups to have violent protests during the inauguration. So in the last week to 10 days, these groups of violent people are being bused into D.C. They're paying their hotels, they're feeding them, and they're paying them between $200 and $1,400 a day to create chaos to stop the inauguration.
Oh, my God. Oh, geez.
They've gotten a minimum, within a week, they've gotten a minimum of $150 million to pay these people to do this. So that's what I'm saying. The National Guard's been called in, 5,000 units, 1,000 Special Marines have been called in, and all of the police in the D.C. and surrounding areas are on high alert, and every one of them will be on duty. So that's over 10,000 right there just in the D.C. area. And D.C. is not very large. So they're talking about a total standstill to the city of D.C. They took out the Black Lives Matters, and I took out a full-page ad in the Washington Post telling people around the country to come because they're going to put D.C. in a total lockdown. They're going to
the
streets. They're going to take over government buildings. I mean, this is like a military coup. They're talking about a communist revolutionary coup against our government on Friday. I mean, to take out a full-page ad in a national newspaper advertising it. So it's not me being a conspiracy theorist. This is fact. That's why I'm really, every second of the day, my heart and my soul are praying for peace. Because peace and love are more powerful than anything.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So,
I know Michael Moore has been assigned some kind of leadership position to lead something, giving a voice to,
he's calling
it's on the
assassination. He's saying that something big's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Get that smile on his face. Yeah. Rosie O'Donnell's calling for martial law to shut a country down. This is what I'm saying. This is not a joke. This is not just tinfoil hat stuff. This is very real. Bill Ayers, who was the leader of the underground weather movement back in the 60s, 70s, that bombed buildings and killed police officers and Marine recruits office, I think it was. He was a homegrown terrorist. He was a bomber. He's a communist. He's in prison. He was convicted of this and then let out. Well, he's Obama's best friend. Obama actually declared that he was running for president in Bill Ayers' living room. And Bill Ayers is one of the main leaders of this group that's starting, that's going to do all this chaos on Friday. And the reason they're bringing in the National Guard and the Marines is because they found through covert I don't know how they found out, but different sources in the Pentagon and military found emails, and I guess they were maybe tracing his phone calls. But anyway, they have found 100% proof that he was planning bombs, to have bombs go off on the perimeter, because you can't get near where Trump's going to be inaugurated. The security's so tight. But what the weather underground did before, and what the plot was to bomb the perimeters where the people are standing, and then when first responders came in, they would be ambushed. So that was they've already uncovered. I mean, he's working with George Soros.
Oh my gosh!
This is not just joking around or trying to get attention. This is 100% real. Anyway, that's my prayer that this.
Yes.
This, you know, I don't care whether you like Trump or not. That's not the point. This is a war against.
I know. Oh, I know. I was always worried about Obama, and I agree with you. No matter what our political views, you know, I'm glad Obama, nothing ever happened to him. Oh, my heavens. Oh,
right.
These movie stars have no idea what they're stirring up. You know, I wish they would just put their energy in a different direction.
Yeah, well, they think they're, like, we really care. I mean, only time I think about a movie star is if I see their movie and then they go right back out of my brain. They really think they're more important or something. But anyway, we'll see what happens. Just pray is all I can say. Okay, Deb, do you have a prayer?
Yes, I do. I would like to pray for our kids. They are the ones that they mean the world to us more than anybody.
Right.
And that I pray that they always have the right people in their life that they most need at that time, that are there for their highest good. And
I know you, don't I? I know your voice. I know your energy.
Yeah, we had talked once before.
Yeah, I knew you. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to pray for your children specifically.
Yeah, and I also would like to pray for people in their workplace. There can be a lot of people, or it could just be one, that tries to make the energy turn negative.
Right.
And it would, you know, I pray that we have energy that is productive and that is of mutual getting along, and it just makes everybody's day and week and life go better.
It sure does. Okay, well, what we're going to do now, we're going to go quiet, and just like you saw before, whenever you feel the prayer's over with, just say thank you, and we'll go on, okay?
Okay.
Excuse me. Okay, thank you. We're going to go quiet now and pray for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, Lisa.
Thank you. I want to pray, please. I'll go ahead and start out with this one. There's something wrong with the heater in the house, and I'm having somebody come over tomorrow, and I can smell gas in the kitchen. And I just want to pray that the house is safe, that I'm safe, everybody, you know, coming into the house is safe, and that the heater gets, that we're able to replace the heater, and so that everybody's safe. And just, I'm praying for safety.
I'm striking matches or anything. Oh, yeah.
You know, it took me a while to figure out what, you know, we've had it looked at, but I can smell gas when I turn it on, and it makes explosive sounds few minutes, and the house shakes, smell gas. I know. So I'm just hoping I can call them tomorrow at 8 a.m. I called them over the weekend, and so I'm just praying for safety and that we can get it all replaced and, you know, affordability and everything.
Definitely.
So I'll go quiet. Thank you all.
Okay.
And thank you, everybody, for that prayer. And that was my dog sneezing.
Oh, I didn't even hear it. Okay. So cute. Okay, Amelia?
Yes, I'd like to offer up a prayer. It's just me personally. I know a lot of other people.
I'm having a hard time hearing it again.
I said for issues been happening to me personally, but I know a lot of other people are going through it. A lot of friends of mine have lost very close family members, whether it be a parent, a child. I don't know what it's been the last 2 or 3 weeks. It's been since right before Christmas up until now. And my prayer would be that they find some peace and comfort in the friends and the family that are reaching out to them, and that they know in their hearts that their loved ones have moved on and they're with God, and they're also with them because some of them, their children, parents, have not moved on. I've heard lots of stories over the last 2 weeks about finding pennies, about feeling someone with them, about being held or visitations in dreams. And I think a lot of it has to do with the times that we're going through right now. And I think there are some spirits that are having some problems in the transition from this life to the next. So I would just like to offer up a prayer of peace and comfort to those people that have lost loved ones in this life, and prayers also for the souls that have passed, and that they have a safe and peaceful journey. into their next life.
Okay.
Thank you, Amelia, for that.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Okay, thanks a lot. I'd like to put a prayer out to all of our soldiers once again worldwide that stand between us and danger, especially our bottom line finders. I would love from them to somebody to let us know they're okay. The last I heard, they were in Afghanistan, and just want them to know that every single day they're loved and they have prayers, protection, and joy and comfort sent their way. So I'd please pray for all the soldiers everywhere that are trying to do the right thing. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Okay, Lisa?
Excuse me. I know it's because of these prayers that we've been doing every week. I went to an event yesterday, and I was not, I was praying on it, and it turned out really positive, that event. And so I just wanted to mention that. But I would ask for prayers, please, for my son, Brennan Tyler. He is doing well, and just continued support prayer for him. And he cut his nephew's hair, and he wasn't supposed to do that, so I hope the mother doesn't.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was getting really long, and I've been planning on going up there to see my nephew, my grandson, and I just hope the mother doesn't cut ties with him over that. She was letting it grow super long. But I just ask for prayers for my son, please, that he continue to make his growth and connection with God, and that he continue on that path. And I'll just go quiet.
Okay.
And thank you, everybody, for that support on prayers.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Amelia, we have another caller.
Yes, this is from area code 760. Welcome to the Prayer and Healing Circle.
Hi, who's
Hello?
This? Hello, who's this? Are you there? I thought I heard somebody say something. Okay, well, maybe not. Well, thank you for joining our prayers. If you want to jump in here with the prayer, what we do, you'll see how we're doing it. We say a prayer, then we go quiet, and we all pray about it, then we go to the next person. So, Amelia, it's up to you.
I would like to offer up a prayer. I'm trying to think of how to word it. A request for some light to be brought to not people necessarily that are in the dark, but peaceful people that are just trying to get through the day-to-day, whether it be at work or in school or at home, so that they can appreciate what's going on in their lives and with the people around them and not be caught up with all the distractions. You know that I have a pet peeve about this. It's the business about having to be in contact with the air all the time. via text or messenger or Twitter or whatever, and missing out on the beauty and the love and the hope and just the humanness of people that are in their immediate proximity. So especially this week, I think it's more so important for light to be brought to all of them, because their attention to their surroundings may prevent them from being hurt very badly, because Pat and I have been talking about this for some time, but this last week my dreams have been very bad, and I see a lot of people being hurt and a lot of danger, and my concern is that people aren't going to be paying attention to their surroundings. So that would be my prayer, to bring them light, for them to be attentive to their surroundings, and to keep them safe wherever they are.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you for that prayer. It's very important. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me. I'd like to pray once again for our Mother Earth. The protective shield is still damaged and down on parts of the Earth. We're having tremendous earthquakes, some of the deepest earthquakes that have ever been recorded as far as modern technology is concerned. There's potential for Japan to have like a really large 8.0, and for whenever it hits Japan, it's going to hit our West Coast. And the reason I keep up with this is because living in Oklahoma, we have more earthquakes than anywhere on the planet because of all the fracking. There's just thousands of these fracking all going on. And the actual fracking actually releases pressure, but when they pump that groundwater back into it, it's where it's causing trouble. So anything that hits the West Coast is going to affect where I live. It goes directly here to Oklahoma. And so I'm praying for everyone, of course. But our Mother Earth, God love her heart, she, you know, the soul of the Earth is so pure and so strong, and I'm so connected. And I just want to pray that if we can keep healing. Every week I ask for healing for the protective shield around the Earth to keep the solar winds and the radiation and all of these energies that are bombarding the planet, because it's affecting every one of us. Our nerves are shot. Our pain's increased. People aren't thinking rationally. Animals are agitated. So it's got to be it's affecting everything on the planet. So if we could pray for healing of the protective shield around the Earth and to help her keep balance and to keep her soul and spirit full of our love, that's what I'm praying for. Thank you. Thank you all so much. I surely do appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay. 760, do you have a prayer request? Or are you just joining in? Okay, I guess they're just supporting us. That's great. Thank you so much. Okay, Lisa?
Thank you. I'd like to ask for prayer support for my son, Conrad, and that he continue his walk with God and continue to make good choices for himself. And I'll go quiet now. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for that prayer.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Amelia?
Yes.
Anyone in chat that has a request? Or,
yes.
I didn't even say hello to the chat people yet.
Yes, we'll say hello to the chat people. Trickster says hi.
Hello.
She's always giving us in prayer, and I'm glad that she's with us tonight. I just asked her if she had anything to let me know, and I will offer it up to the group for her.
Right. Thank you so much, Becky. We really appreciate you being here and praying. It means so much. Thank you.
We've been talking a little over a year and a half about disclosure, about a lot of things coming to fruition in this past year and in this current year that we're in. My prayer would be that as these things are revealed, because Lord knows there's going to be a lot more stuff that's revealed in the upcoming months, that people keep level heads and open minds and not react in a fashion that's destructive or angry or hurtful to the people that are around them. It's a time when we all need to pull together as one people, whether it be as a family or a community or a country, and because I know when things like that happen, oftentimes people feel betrayed or disillusioned, and they stop trusting everyone, and that shouldn't be the case. It's very important that we all, as I said, keep an open mind and realize that these things have been going on for a very long period of time, and that the light is being shown on them right now to give us the opportunity to make our lives and our futures better and bring us closer to God and closer to the light. So if you could join me in that prayer, I would appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer. It all has to do with controlling our emotions and how we react to different things. It's a lesson that needs to be brought to a lot of people, and hopefully we'll come out on the brighter side of the road this time around.
Definitely. Okay, we have another caller, 413.
Hi, how's everyone doing tonight?
Good.
Oh,
there
she is.
Happy New Year, everyone.
How are you? We've been worried. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I just kind of missing the time. So I've just been working a lot and, you know, with the holidays, D-A-Z-E. Hope everyone's good. I just wanted to support prayer work tonight, so I'd be happy just to join in.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Hope everyone's good.
Prayer, you want to go ahead? Are you there? Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know Christine, if you had a prayer or not. I couldn't hear.
No, no, thank you. I'm going to support prayer work tonight.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. All right. Okay, well, it's up to me. I think it's me next. I'd just like to say prayers, please, for my mother, Lenny, L-E-N-N-I-E. I just want to pray for, she's 80 years old, she's out in Arizona visiting my youngest brother right now and his family, and I just want to pray for the peace that she'll really feel it in her heart, her mind, and her spirit, that her body will relax, and she can just kind of recoup and get her strength back. Just all this politics has really taken a toll on her, and I just want her to get back to center balance and have joy and love and happiness and just so much laughter in her life. I just want to pray that she just laughs and laughs and really is happy. So thank you very much. Thank you all so much. I miss my mama. I sure love her. Person, if I could be a tenth of the woman she is, I would feel like I had really done something right in my life. This is an incredible human being. So thank you all for praying for her.
Oh, yeah.
She's something else, I tell you. Okay. 760, have anything? Okay, well, we'll go on to Lisa.
No, thank you. I would like to ask for prayer support, please, for me and my relationship with my significant other. Just that I stay connected with God and that I walk in an understanding that, you know, that I find the right words and in wisdom in this relationship. Thank you. And I'll just go quiet.
Okay.
And thank you all for that prayer support.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Amelia?
I'd like to offer a prayer for the children and our young people. Not all of them are in situations that are healthy, whether it be in an abusive situation or in a situation where they are not in, they don't have the stability of adults that are supportive, encouraging around them, that some peace and comfort, shelter, food, all the essential, necessary survival things be provided to them somehow, and that they know that they're loved, and bring them some encouragement and hope for the future. And with all this banter going on with adults, we aren't always careful about how we word things or how we express things. And children shouldn't have any fears. Their spirits are so pure and open. And I think we owe it to ourselves and we owe it to them to provide an environment for them where they can grow. So if we can offer up a prayer for the children and young people, that would be great.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you for that prayer.
Thank you.
I'd like to say, now look, we all have our opinions about politics and all that, and it doesn't matter. In this prayer circle, there's no judging anyone, okay? So anybody can say whatever they want. With the change in government that's coming, our country sends billions and billions of dollars overseas every year to countries who absolutely hate our guts. There's so much waste in our government, and that's fixing to be remedied. So what I want to pray is this, that the monies that have been going overseas to, you know, redo mosques and other countries and all this money that's been sent to other people that have nothing to do with American taxpayers, I want to pray that we have a rejuvenation and a regeneration of our communities, that we will take that money as communities, because the money's going to be given back to our communities. Hopefully this is the way this is going to work. And I want there to be shelters built. I want there to be for the homeless people, for the senior citizens, for the children, for the veterans who have nowhere to live. I want us to start coming together once again as Americans, building community organizations for people to start volunteering their time, their love, their energy, their goods, their money, whatever they have, so that we can really connect and help our own people. We can get the homeless off the streets. If they need mental help, get them mental help. If they have drug addiction problems, get them treatment. If people have whatever their issues are, I want us to, as Americans, to come together, community, community after community, city after city, to find ways to help one another be comforted and loved and prosperous, and for us to all connect to one another and help one another. The money should be returning to our streets. I don't want it to be squandered by politicians. I want it to be back to the people. And that's what I pray, that animals, you know, we'll have no-kill shelters. We'll have shelters built where people can, you know, pay a free or no low-cost spay and neutering. That will help the problem with the animal situation. Right now, you can't afford $150, $250 to have an animal spayed. Most people can't, the way the economy's been. So there's so many problems that we actually can have the money to start repairing our social structure and our culture again, and that's what I pray for, please, that we will reawaken the American spirit, and we will all as communities look at our homes, at our neighbors, our families, our friends, and say, what can we do to make this a better place? How can we help people? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. As I close my eyes, I don't know if I'm hearing things, feeling things. You know how connected I am to Mother Earth. There's going to be an earthquake. I just felt my bed move, and either we really had one or we're fixing to have one.
Oh, my goodness.
California. Yeah, Christina, I love, you sent me the link to that Dutch Sense.
Yes.
I love that guy.
He's incredible. I'm glad you enjoy him, too.
Oh, yeah, and that one, you've sent me such great ones, but I just wanted you to know, I tried to email you back the one you sent me about the full armor of God. I never could get that to open up.
Oh, wow. It's just really reiterated what you felt and were saying. I thought it was really apropos.
Right. But I want to thank you for, you know, all the links that you sent me. They've been great. But everyone, if you're a geek like I am on science and the world, and I love the earth, okay? I love our Mother Earth. Well, she's a spirit and she's a physical form. So Christina sent me that because since I'm a child, I've been able to, Mother Earth has always shown me earthquakes and volcanoes on her body. She shows me where we're going to have them. Well, Christina sent me this link. It's Dutch Sense, Dutchsinse. He's a geologist. He's a scientist. He's a geologist and a seismologist. And he's so incredibly accurate. It's unbelievable. So he can tell you where an earthquake's going to hit, almost to the day, and how large it's going to be. And he's so accurate that the Geological Survey's been trying to shut him down. They've actually gone to him for help because what they're doing, like here in Oklahoma, if you get more than a 3.0 earthquake, it has to be reported, and they have to shut their fracking operations down because it's causing property damage. So what the Geological Service in America is doing, they're downgrading the earthquakes. So when you're watching this guy, he's got a live stream going of the earth. He's got a planet, and while he's talking, it'll go ding, ding, ding. There's an earthquake somewhere. And it rattles off at that second how large the earthquake is. Well, you can go back 30 minutes or an hour later, and they've downgraded it from like a, let's say it's a 3.7, they'll say it's a 2.9. They've done that in Oklahoma so many times because we're having thousands of earthquakes a year here now. So it's just funny how politically they're trying to shut him down. So I love that you gave me this guy. He's from Missouri. I love his voice. He's just a good heart and a good soul, and he's really into what he does. So any of you who are interested, like the West Coast right now is just swarming with these earthquakes. He's waiting, I think, in the next 48 hours for a 6.8 to hit off the North California coast. So, anyway, thank you for that that link.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna send it to them.
Okay.
Jack just shared a link in the chat, and I'm not going to go through the whole thing because it's a very lengthy link. But I think if
you're
you go
awesome,
on TTP colon double slash earthquake dot USQS dot gov slash earthquakes, she said they actually give you a map.
Write that down
shows,
for me because I'm having trouble hearing you. It's muffled again, but can y'all write that down so I can look it up?
Sure.
Thank you so much. I'd appreciate it because it's kind of muffled. I don't know if you're far from the phone or too not close to something. It's real hard to hear you. Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah, but he's very accurate on these earthquakes, and I just love our Mother Earth so much. I just pray for her constantly. I know it's birthing pains for her because every time you have a volcano, it's creation of life. For her, it's creation. She's building a new landmass somewhere. But it just, with everything else and all the pressure she has on her, I just pray for her all the time. Okay, 760, do you have anything? Or Christina, do you have any prayer requests, either one of you?
No, thank you.
Okay. Well, then we'll go back to Lisa.
Oh, thank you. And you know what? I was taking words that had been shared last week under advisement, and I stopped using shampoo, and you know, I think it's the prayers. You know, I just don't feel what I was feeling before on my face.
Oh.
And yeah, and I'm trying to make my own concoction of facial. You know, I'm just looking on the internet, and you know, I bought mineral oil and you know stuff like that. So. Anyway, I just
to be good for that too.
Coconut oil?
I think they're using coconut oil for everything. I think they're using
okay.
care and yeah.
I'll try that, but I want to thank you. So that I'm just numerous experiences during the week from the prayer support. So thank you.
Perhaps.
So my thank you. My prayer request would be about continued good health for me and everyone in this prayer circle and to everyone that we know, and just that it expands out to the universe. I'll go quiet.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that prayer support.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Amelia?
I think it's uncanny. There's so many times somebody offers up a prayer and it has something to do with someone else's prayer or something that we're thinking about. I'm laughing. My next
right.
prayer is to offer a prayer for the caregivers. Okay, and that could be anyone from a family member or a friend that looks in on or takes care of someone else in their life, to home health aides, to nurses, to doctors, to our EMT personnel, paramedics, the people that are there to support the needs of those that are ill or disabled or are in just a situation at the current time where they require the assistance of someone else. It's anyone who's ever worked in that field. I know Pat has for a very, very long time. I did for short periods of time over my career. It takes its toll on an individual. And it's a prayer for strength and for hope and just a prayer of thanks because they're extraordinary individuals, and they toe the line every day to help other people out. And we all need to be very grateful for them. And when it's time for us to step up and do that, that we take the opportunity and do it.
So if you could join me in that prayer, I would appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'd like to put a prayer out to Spirit, to Creator, all the guardian angels, to please. There's so many brilliant people on the planet right now. With technology, there's so many geniuses and untapped sources of mental acuity of people. My prayers may sound kind of strange, but this is what I'd like to pray for, that divine knowledge will come into these people in a rapid place, in a rapid way, that we can start utilizing resources on the earth and leaving the smallest footprint. You know, American Indians say, leave no footprint on the earth, take what you need, and that's all. And we're losing animals. The cheetah is almost gone. There's animals going extinct because of loss of habitat. Well, the loss of habitat is because humans are going in, cutting down trees and clearing land. I want to pray for technology like solar and different sources of energy, different materials to build things with. You know, instead of taking a tree, is there something else that someone can create from God's infinite knowledge to build, have building materials? I want people to start thinking outside the box. I want us to get away from just pouring a slab of concrete and building a house with wood and metal. Let's start being creative. I'm just praying for divine inspiration for people to start being the inventors to really start coming up with some brilliant, brilliant ways to save our planet, to save the trees, to save our water, our air, all of our animals, the people, that we don't have to use such tremendous amounts of water to do things that we do. I just want there to be a revolution of thoughts and ideas and innovation. Because we're at a place now that if people start having great ideas, entrepreneurship's going to come back to America. People can start their businesses, get their patents, and we can really change the world. It just takes money. So that's what my prayer is. Thank you. Thank you. I just want to add, you know, when you're thinking about it during the week, and because to me, when I hang up this phone, that's not the end of this for me. The whole week, people come to my brain, Dora, Patty, that are connected to Lisa, you know, there's Amelia's parents, there's all these things that we've prayed about. I'll just be brushing my teeth, and all of a sudden I remember a prayer, and so while I'm brushing my teeth, I'm praying. So to me, this is 24/7. Prayer is 24/7. So I just want to throw in there, like, if we can get rid of vaccines, if we can find natural medicines in a way that really work, that aren't chemicals for our bodies to help us heal, to get people back into vibrational healing and this sorts of thing. There's so much innovation. I just really think we can change this planet to be a wonderful place if people can have the money and the capital to pull this all together. So that's, I just, during the week when it comes to your mind, get a brilliant idea, write it down, and start thinking about it. Be an inventor. Okay, thanks. Let's see. I had my eyes closed. Did we drop a caller, but did we add one?
Yeah, no, that was 760. Would you like to join the group, or are you just listening?
Because it shows to me if they dropped.
Yeah, they're back on. I just
reconnected. They called back on? Okay. Okay. I guess I think it goes back to Lisa now.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat, for your inspiring message. And I know I do think about everyone during the week and send out prayers. I still send out prayers to Pat, Amelia, everybody on this line, and then also Lena. I pray for her.
Right.
And so I know we've said these prayers already, but I would like prayer support for myself so that when I encounter someone that is holding a sign on the corner when I drive my car up there at the traffic light, that I am connected with God to do the right thing.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, because I really don't know what the right thing is.
You know, I talk about that a lot. It's when I do readings for people or I've talked about it on the radio show, I call it, we're either giving someone a hand up or a hand out. And, you know, there's only so much time and energy in the day that we have to spend, so we have to be wise on where we spend our time, our energy, our love, our thoughts. That's all energy. Our money, money's energy. That's all money is. Money is an exchange of energy. You performed a service with your time and your thoughts to help someone do what needed to be done over here. It's just energy. So that's a perplexing situation where you have to go with your gut instincts, because some people, you know, they have mental, emotional, psychological, spiritual issues to where they're looking for people to save them instead of them saving themselves. They're looking for other people to fix them. That's a handout. A hand up is someone where we've all been in a situation, you lost your job, you've got kids, a sick family member, you had to go bankrupt. You know, you lost your house, you want to work, you want to be productive, you just have had so many things happen that you need help. That's a hand up. That person's going to be productive and give back. So we have to not feel guilty, and we have to be wise on who we give our energy to, because it's not going to be bad either way, but some people truly, when you're just giving hand out, that enables them and keeps them from growing. Because instead of them digging deep and having a reality check and making a decision to change their life, they're going to keep going the way they're going as long as someone's enabling that. So that's hard, where we don't feel guilt. You know, we're not guilted into something. If you're feeling guilty about something, it's probably not the right thing to do. You really need to look at a situation. If you're acting out of guilt or shame, you're probably not making a wise decision. That's psychological issues of yourself. So I will definitely be praying about that, because we don't know who we really need to help. It's a hard one. I agree with you. That's a tough call. Okay, thanks for that, Amelia.
Yeah.
Amelia,
it is,
you
a
there?
Hard one. Yes, I'm here. That's a difficult one today, especially because there are a lot of folks out there that are trying to take advantage of people, whether it be via the telephone or visit to the house or visit to the workplace. It's a tough call, and you don't want anybody to put their own personal safety in jeopardy because they're trying to be a good Samaritan.
Right. Just want to give a little, excuse me, I'm interrupting you. We just had a huge thunder clap over my house. A lot of times I lose electricity if we get a big storm, so if I get disconnected, that's what's happened. So just continue the show, and I'll try to get back on if I can. But I just want to let you know, I just heard thunder. Okay, do you have a prayer, Amelia? Yeah.
Yes, my next prayer is a simple one. One of us usually brings it up, and that's just a prayer for peace. Whether it be peace in the real and genuine sense, which seems to be out of reach right now, but more for inner peace or peace within your family, peace within a community, that's my prayer, just a prayer for peace.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it worked for Lisa's dog, but thank you for joining me in that prayer.
You know, that I think that's somebody else's dog because I have myself on mute and I could hear the sound.
Oh, that's so funny. I just want Christina to know we've been praying for you, and we pray for your earth elements, your earth spirits. We've been praying for fairies and the earth, all the water, the plants. We've been praying for that. So I just wanted you to know that.
Oh, my gosh, I guess a good rush of energy there. Thank you all.
We always bring Amelia.
One of us brings it up each time, Christina, because you're with us in spirit.
Yeah.
Thank you. I would feel like sometime later in the night, I was like, oh my gosh, I missed you guys again. I can't believe this is going on.
Yeah, but we pray for you and Jessica almost every, I think it's probably been every time. But look, I want you to know, you don't feel obligated to come on here. Everyone's got busy lives, and if this is just your downtime, you know, you can stay on, you can hang up right now. Do not feel like, oh gosh, I've got to call in. Please don't feel that way, because that's defeating the purpose. You know, we have people that call in for prayer, for two prayers. We've already had two or three, four people drop off. They just come and go. And so I don't want you to feel like you're obligated to stay on the line, okay? So just, you're not going to hurt us at all.
I'm glad to be on. I'm really glad. I get the nudge from spirit, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's right. It's after 10. I'm like, thank you.
But I'm just passing that along. I don't want anybody to feel like, oh gosh, you know.
It's so nice of you to tell me all that, and thank you so much for those prayers. They're making such a difference. I've been able to meet up with her occasionally over the past few weeks and months, and it means so much more than I can say. Thank you all very much.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so happy for you.
Grateful. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to ask for a prayer for myself. Financially, I need some help. And God has given me one miracle. I just need to find the way to complete the miracle. So I'm still praying that I will come up with the source of money here so that I can pay off my mortgage. If I could get this mortgage paid off, I'd be the happiest person on the planet. I'm still praying that the right person, the right situation, the right whatever will happen will I just do not believe that God would put it would dangle like this carrot in front of me and then it can't come true. God's not like that. So there's definitely a solution. I just need someone in spirit to guide me and open my heart and mind, because I'm one of these people. Now, you have to keep in mind, I've also had a concussion. I had a traumatic brain injury years ago, so it hit me in the left frontal and the left temporal lobes. That's your reason, your logic, your practicality, your grounding. That's all in that area. So I have a real issue with problem solving. When I have a problem that comes up, in the past, you know, like if you have a problem, all of a sudden ideas come to you and you can see, oh, well, let me do this because that's the quickest, best way. That looks like that's the best way to go. I don't have that capacity. When I have an issue, it's like a black hole, literally. It's like nothing comes through. I'm sitting here going, I need to call someone. There's no ideas. If I do have an idea, it stays right in that one idea stage where I can't see the projection of what the outcome will be. And so really, I've made some bad decisions the last 18 years of my life because I can't see the projective outcome of my decisions. And so this is what I'm saying. I know Spirit has given me a way to find a solution. I'm just hitting that black hole place in my brain, I call it, because I don't know what to do. I'll do whatever it takes. I just don't have the ideas. The thoughts are not coming to me of what to do. So that's what I'm praying for, that I will have a healing of the brain, or at least that they can find another way to get these information to me of how to help my life. That's what I pray for, please. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you all so much. I sure appreciate that. I'll do anything. I'm not a lazy person. I will fight 24/7 for anything or anybody. But I'm really sometimes you got to show me how to do it, and then I'm fine. Just show me. you know. So come on,
yes.
Show me what to do here. Okay.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Right. Okay, Lisa.
Okay, thank you. I continue to pray for you, Pat, on that.
Oh, well, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Got
I just
worry to March 8th, and then I'm in trouble.
March 8th. Okay, so I'm going to light candles for you and pray, continue to pray on that.
Thank you. Yeah, they've given me
Stay
a timeline.
Well, I continue to, I rephrase that up for me. I ask for prayer support, please, for, I know Amelia, during her last prayer request, mentioned families and peace and families and beyond, and that's what I want to ask for. Also, the people that were charged in the assault against the mentally challenged man, when I know that they're going to go to prison for such a great amount of time, I just would like to ask for prayer support for them and those in prison, that they are touched by the hand of God and that they connect with peace and healing within themselves, and they can turn that into spreading that to others. And I'll go quiet.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for that prayer support. I really think there's another, some spirit or human or animal, there's another one that's snoring.
Maybe somebody fell asleep on the line.
Cute. That is so
funny.
Cute.
Okay, Amelia, that's funny.
Yes, my prayer, forgiveness. And forgiveness to ourselves, forgiveness to others. We all make mistakes in this life, and there are others that make mistakes that may affect our lives in not such a positive manner. So that my prayer is just for forgiveness for myself and for others. There are things that are necessary that take place in our lives to bring us further along down this road that we're all traveling. So if you could just join me in that prayer, I would appreciate that. I think it would help the world out a lot if people saw the need to allow forgiveness to be a regular part of their lives. And that goes, I guess, along with the prayer that Lisa just requested, because I know a lot of those folks are ostracized by their family, by friends, by people that were once close to them. There is a lot more room for forgiveness in this world. So if you could join me in that prayer, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Amelia.
Thank
I want to pray for my sister, Polly. We prayed for her last week. She's got a dear friend that's like her second family. She's been with them. My sister's 4 years younger. My sister's 56. And she's been in these other family. She's been part of their family. They just loved her. What it is, my dad was a doctor. This lady that worked in his office, she was a registered nurse. She had children the same age as us, the four of us children, and she just fell in love with my younger sister. She had three boys, and she never had a girl, so my sister's like her adopted daughter. So my sister's gone water skiing, gone on family vacations. I mean, we love my sister. She's never been separate from our family, but it's like these people just love her as one of their own, and her friend's dying. Jeanette is dying. And my sister's, the grief that my sister's experienced, it's like losing her another mother. My sister's really having a hard time with the grief of this, and I just want to pray for my sister. She has epilepsy, so I want to keep her balanced and sane and keep the stress level to where she can handle it so she doesn't start having seizures again. Emotions trigger her seizures, but I just want to pray for peace for my sister and love and support for her at this time she's going through. It's really difficult, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much. You know, grief, I say it all the time, grief is the hardest emotion for humans to deal with. So we all do it in our own unique way. So thank you for that, everybody. Okay, Lisa?
I thank you, Amelia, for praying on forgiveness. I know there are a lot of things that I have to forgive myself on, and thank you. That was special. They're all special prayers, and I just want to pray, please, on the direction that I'm going in, and I really know that the answers are inside myself, and that I remain disciplined and connecting to meditation to stay on the roadmap that is created by God, and I just want to remain productive in my life. And thank you. I'll go quiet. I ask for prayer support on that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for that prayer.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Amelia?
Yes, I'd like to offer a prayer, request the group to pray together. It's a prayer for all of us in the Prayer and Healing Circle and our families and friends and our extended families. I guess really that we find comfort in, which I know all of us do, but if somehow we can make others feel that way, to find comfort in praying with each other, and that others realize the power of prayer and the power of healing. We have so much potential within ourselves, and if there's a way that God Spirit can work through us to make others feel that comfort, that feeling of love, that feeling of unconditional love, and that we can spread it so that people feel better about themselves and they feel better about the people who love them in their lives, and also to extend that to others. And say we can make it grow one person at a time. So that if you can join me in that prayer, I would appreciate it.
Thank you, Amelia.
Thank you. I'm very grateful to have all of you. I love you all. And hope that good things happen this year.
Yeah, I love you too. Thank
you. Love you too. Yeah.
I'd like to pray for both my brothers, Robert and Billy. They're both businessmen. One's a lawyer. One owns his own business. My brother that owns a business stepped out on a limb and has doubled his business. He's on, at the airport, I think, 5 to 6 days a week, flying all over the country. And my youngest brother, a lawyer, has a huge, huge, huge case he's been working on for like 7 years that's coming to trial in February. So I'd like to pray for both of my brothers' protection. My brother Robert, who's flying on airplanes, and my brother Billy, who is having to drive back and forth different parts of Arizona. Oh, he's always on the road driving. I want to pray for their protection and both of them to be extremely successful, but not to be so busy that they forget about what's real and what's important, and that they feel the love of the people around them, and that they do stop and take the time to enjoy this life and not just be rushing around so much. I want them to be grounded and remember what's real. So thank you very much. Thank you all so much. The one that flies, Robert, I just, I'll be honest with you. I don't care how spiritual you are, and I'm a warrior spirit and all this stuff, but I haven't been on an airplane since 9/11.
Oh, my heavens, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I haven't had a way to go anywhere. I have, excuse me, I have horses where I can't really go traveling anyway, but the thought of being on an airplane 6 days or 5 days a week, just, I don't know that I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I couldn't do it. So,
yeah.
Okay, Lisa.
I really am very happy. I want to support the prayer right now. So
okay.
Thank you.
We've only got
you.
Minutes left. Yeah, I can't believe how quickly the time goes doing this.
I know.
The same thing with the radio show on Thursday night. I felt like I'd been talking 20 minutes, 2 hours was 2 hours gone. It's when I get like that, it's because I'm in spirit. And like on the radio show and like tonight, of course, I'm praying, so I have my eyes closed. But when I do my radio show on Thursdays, so many times Amelia knows me well enough now, she can start feeling the energy shift when spirit's talking through me. And I have my eyes closed. I have my hands connected in a pyramid shape, which I'm not even aware I'm doing. And I don't have any idea how long I've talked. It's the same when I do a reading. It's that shift in consciousness. When I'm doing a private reading, I was over 2 hours the other night. I thought I'd been talking 15, well, maybe 30 minutes at the most. I was talking to this guy in New York.
Wow.
Because there's no concept of time. The same thing is like, it doesn't matter how much pain my physical body's in before I do a reading or before I do this prayer circle. The whole time we're doing it, I absolutely do not feel my physical body. Because I'm disassociated from the physical, I'm tuned into the spirit. So it's just amazing to me. We've already gone an hour and a half here. So, okay, Amelia?
Yes.
Yep.
You know, we really don't have anything else, Pat, so I'm going to leave it to you. We've only got
a few more to go, so let me get going. We only have 5 minutes left. So I want to pray for my nieces and my nephews, please. James is my Navy fighter pilot nephew who's actually back in the States right now. He's on the USS Eisenhower's where he's been deployed. He's home. I want him to have a wonderful time and relax and rest. Patrick is on a helicopter out in the middle. I think they're in Taiwan. Their ship broke down. The Navy ship broke down, so I think he's in Taiwan right now while they're getting parts fixed for their ship. Pray for him and his safety. My nephew Cameron's still trying to get in the Army. We're still waiting for the papers work on his. He had to have a vision, something with his eyes fixed. So we're praying for that. I have a niece, Mary Catherine, who, okay. Mary Catherine, I love her dearly, but she's kind of a radical leftist now. She's white, and she's harping on white privilege, so that tells you everything you need to know about that situation. I just want to ask for guidance for her to see the truth and to realize that there's bigger fish to fry and that she's being used as a pawn. Emmeline's my other niece, who I just love her dearly. And then Mary Addie's my other niece. She's married to Patrick, and they're stationed in San Diego. And I just want to pray for protection for her being in California with all the flooding that they've had, plus the earthquakes that are coming in that area. Please pray for Mary to to be protected in San Diego. I know that's a lot to throw at you, but we've only got 4 minutes left. So it's James, Patrick, Mary Catherine, Emlyn, and Cameron. So thank you very much. That's the whole family. We got everybody just about, I think.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for praying for my friends and my family like that. It means the world to me.
Thank you.
I do have one last prayer. Well, two. I want to pray for Amelia. She's a dear, dear friend of mine. She's a rock for me, and there's very few people on the planet that I open up to and tell my deep, dark issues in life, and she's one of them. Poor girl. It's hard to be a friend to me because I feel things on such a deep level. If you want to talk about empaths and you look it up, there'll be my picture in the dictionary. But I have learned how to use it for the good and not for it to destroy me. But still, to be as sensitive as I am, it's a 24/7 job to keep myself grounded and balanced. And I don't dwell on it because most of the time I am. But I just want to pray for Amelia. She has a lot going on with her own issues, and I feel guilty sometimes unloading on her. It's wonderful to have a friend like that, but I don't want to overstep my bounds, and I hate if I hang up the phone with her and she takes my problems with her. I don't want her to do that. So please pray for Amelia to, when we hang up the phone, she doesn't even think about me again, except to say I love you and hear your prayer. I don't want her to take my stuff into her. I'm serious. I mean, a lot of people do that. I learned that as a nurse not to do that. You know, I cannot be a nurse, do what I did, work in intensive care and emergency room, and then be a sane human being. There's a flip that you switch, a switch that you flip, to where you disassociate from other people's stuff, okay? And I want Amelia to be able to do that because I love her dearly, and I don't want her to hang up for me and be sad, depressed, or horrified, or worried. I want her to be able to hang up the phone and laugh and go, okay, and that's it and of it. So thank you very much.
Thank you,
Pat. Oh, that's sweet. Everybody's protected, yes, in this prayer.
Thank you all so much. And I want to thank everyone in the chat. I want to thank the callers who stayed on the line just praying for us. You don't know how much that means. We're changing the world, everybody, because this many people coming together with the laser focus on the same thing at the same time, you have no idea how powerful that is. Oh, I wanted to say this last week and I forgot. Let me say it real quickly. Okay, there's a guy called Dave Hodges on YouTube. He's got a show called The Common Sense Show. It's very political, but he touches on different topics. He's all now into vibrational healing, which tickles me because I've been doing that my whole life, vibrational healing. But what he said was he's done a lot of research, and there's 14 different research studies that different scientists have taken people and they've prayed long distance. A group of people will pray for someone in another city, and they've analyzed this. They've done the placebo effect. They had people that were being prayed for that knew they were being prayed for. They had people that were being prayed for that did not know they were being prayed for. And in all situations, the person got better. So the whole thing was showing that vibrational healing is real. They're scientifically proven it. They've got studies now to show long-distance healing really does work. So just realize that when you're in this prayer group, the energy we create by our thoughts, wills, and action ripples to the universe forever because energy can never be destroyed. So when we have a thought, we have the intention, and we pray, it's there forever and ever and ever. It never stops. It's out there somewhere in the universe. So just remember that. This is very powerful what we do. I don't care if it's two people or 2,000 people. It doesn't matter. We're all coming here with the intention of doing good. So we got 10 seconds. Thanks, Amelia. Thanks, everyone, for being here. I love you. Please stay
safe
this week, everybody. Stay safe. Love you. Take care.
Love everybody. And my sister, Patty, and my mother, Dora, are doing better.
Oh,
thank
great.
You for the prayers.
I'm so happy.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Y'all
care,
have a great
everyone.
Week. Love you all.
Good
night. Love you.
beef and the children.